Just rude, crude, nasty. Anyway. How about different terms for the war that was between the North and the South?
The war between the states. And of course this kind of was civil war, and then jokingly the war of Northern Aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I know. And the war. The war.
When somebody says that, that's what they're referring to.
I don't know if that's true anymore, but you know, I'm old enough that my grandmother could talk to me about it because mm-hmm. her father fought in the war. And, you know, I just remember her telling me things, and he was very bitter. And he was there when, I am now getting brain dead. Who was it that was shot by his own men? He had a nickname.
Was it Jackson?
Stonewall Jackson. Yeah, my great-grandfather was there. He said every man that night cried when Stonewall was shot. But anyway, my grandmother told me these stories.
Mm-hmm. I remember my grandmother telling about her grandmother.
Telling her stories about
people out in the countryside, you know, a lot of them have stories about them.
Mm-hmm.
When the Sherman's troops were coming through.
Sherman's march to the sea.
Yeah, occupying the countryside. Now what about terms for different kinds of preachers that you might have heard, like, some are really not really trained. They may be part-time, or they may just preach on Sunday and work another job, or do you have any terms like that?
Itinerant. Itinerant minister, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tell me what they are.
One old man said they call it stump knockers.
A stump knocker. No, I'm not. I don't know.
Okay, what about...
Anything else to drink?
Would you like some more tea?
No, thanks.
Is dinner ready by any chance?
The rice is
ready.
We can eat.
Hey,
aren't
you hungry?
Okay,
yeah, I'm getting hungry.
We're
almost done.
Oh, okay.
You want to try to just finish
and then we
can
eat. Okay. You have to have something to eat, John.
Well, it smells good. I can smell it from out here. What would you say to somebody who came to your house on Christmas as a greeting?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Did you ever hear anybody use the term Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah.
Who would say that?
I think my father used to say that, Christmas gift. But I really don't know what it means.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have heard that.
It's just a greeting, I think.
Oh, it is?
Merry Christmas.
I don't know.
How about on New Year's?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Do people celebrate New Year here?
Oh, yes.
Stay up and...
Oh, yeah.
Festivities. Now, Charleston is the county seat of this county. Is this... Or... This is Charleston
this
County,
is Charleston
right?
County, and yes, Charleston is, if you want to call it the county seat, the courthouse and everything goes on here. But Columbia is the capital of the state.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excuse me.
It's okay. What about the train, where the train stops? What's that called?
The depot. Okay. Or the train station. Not the station, the train station.
Can you get a passenger train here?
Yes, I do have a train station here in Charleston. So I guess that is what I would say rather than depot. If you ask me for where the train stops, I would say depot, but if I said we need to get to the train station by 10 o'clock, if we're going to catch that train at 11, I would say train station.
Okay. And then the only ones left are just about terms for clothing.
Like, I was going to ask you if you were going to get to wear, if I call it lingerie or underwear.
Which do you call
underwear?
Even if it's fancy,
lacy, fancy and lacy, I might call something a negligee. But in general, I would refer to it as underwear.
Lingerie is the name of the department. You would find it in the department store.
Yeah, if I went to the department store, I would say, "Where's the lingerie?" But I would be looking for underwear. That's what I would be looking for. Yeah.
That's right.